Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin reaches a decision point. I'll be sharing with you the four Bitcoin price metrics to watch out for. And it was exactly 2 years ago on this day, Elon Musk started backing Dogecoin over Bitcoin, and Dogecoin is now down 75% versus Bitcoin ever since. Also in today's show, Visa, Microsoft, and others joined the Brazilian CBDC pilot. That's right, both national and global companies will participate in the upcoming pilot project of the Brazilian central bank digital currency. Also, Binance and Gulf Innova to launch crypto exchange in Thailand in quarter four of this year. Also, crypto firm Gemini picks Ireland as their European base amid the ongoing U.S. crypto blues. We'll also be discussing Sam Altman's WorldCoin secures $115 million for a decentralized ID, as well as Bitcoin will surge to $400,000. Max Kaiser quadruples his Bitcoin price forecast. Quoting him here from this throwback he did with Alex Jones, "I am officially raising my target for Bitcoin, and I first made this prediction when it was a dollar. I said this can go to $100,000. I am raising my official target for the first time in 8 years. I'm raising it to $400,000 per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1293. I'm your host, JV, and today is May 26, 2023. And the market is pumping once again. As you can see here on your screen, Bitcoin up 2% for the day, trading back above 26,800. We also have Ether up almost 2%, trading back above $1,800. Also BNB, XRP, Litecoin, Doge, Solana, and Polkadot all pumping and in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, you can see the current crypto market cap sitting above $1.1 trillion with about $29 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance pretty steady today at 46.3%, with the Ether dominance barely on the rise at 19.6%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Casper leading the pack, up almost 7%, trading above 5 cents, followed by Arbitrum, up 6%, trading at $1.16, followed by Synthetics, up 4%, trading at $2.41. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, you can see it's mostly gainers, only a handful in the red, including BGB down 6% and Ajax down 2.4%, with the biggest gainer being Casper, up 6.9%, and ARB, up 5.6%, so pretty modest gains. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're still stuck in neutral at a 49. Yesterday was a 51, last week a 48, and last month a 56 in greed. So there you have it. And now for the Bitcoin charts, let's break down the latest analysis and what you should keep your eyes out on right now as far as Bitcoin price metrics are concerned. Struggling near the key trend lines, Bitcoin has given an increasing number of longtime market participants cold feet this month. As downside price predictions flow in on-chain analysts, attention increasingly focuses on the short-term hodlers when it comes to where the price might be heading next. Various metrics specifically covering the short-term hodlers, which is defined as entities holding coins for 155 days or less, are approaching the reset levels after a period of exuberance. And for Checkmate, this could be a healthy retracement required for the continuation of the 2023 bull market, but equally, things can now turn ugly, quoting him here. Bitcoin is currently at a decision point, with the short-term hodlers being the primary lens to view this correction. Now, several metrics covering the short-term hodler profitability are on the radar. Let's start with the short-term hodler market value to realize value. This measures the value of coins moved by short-term hodlers compared to those coins' value as proportion of the overall Bitcoin market cap. When it's at 1, it corresponds to the short-term hodler realized price, which is the aggregate price at which short-term hodler coins have last moved their break-even point. Now, this metric is currently at 1.022, making a 1 reading equate to a Bitcoin spot price of around $26,500, quoting Checkmate again. In bull markets, this level, 26.5, should offer sound psychological support. We can trade below it, but a swift recovery would be necessary to justify the upwards continuation. Now for the next metric, short-term hodler spent output profit ratio. As Glassnode describes it, it's a price sold versus price paid metric that gauges the profitability of spent outputs. Currently below the one line, it suggests loss dominance among short-term hodlers and demands that the dip buyers step in next. Now SOPR does not differentiate between large and small transactions, focusing purely on the number of spent outputs, quoting Checkmate. Losses by short-term hodlers can only be sourced from local top buyers, and counterintuitive, we want to see top buyers selling the local bottom. This is what creates the FOMO bounce reaction. Now for the next metric, that's the short-term hodler realized profit loss ratio momentum. This trend back to neutral territory is also visible in this metric, which also observes a sudden change in trend when it comes to the short-term hodler profitability. Momentum is retreating from its green phase, which has been in place since January of 2023, the start of the Bitcoin price recovery. Quoting the analyst again, short-term hodler profit loss momentum is a tool designed to spot the rapid changes in the market regime and trend. It is extremely responsive and has returned to neutral gear. If this thing starts to go red, that would be an early signal that a deeper correction is in play. It has consistently signaled the reversal of trends often before the first break even happens, as outlined here in this chart. And now for, I guess that was the fourth and final one. So concluding, Checkmate calls on hodlers currently dormant and reluctant to spend their coins to step up and step in. The bulls need to put in the work if they want the higher prices. So where are my long-term hodlers at? And he also says that the hodlers certainly do, but they are not doing anything with their coins. We have near all-time high coin in activity. Now it was exactly 2 years ago, Elon started backing Dogecoin over Bitcoin, and Doge is down 75% versus Bitcoin ever since. Don't go against Bitcoin is all I have to say. And welcome to everyone just tuning in the live chat. Let's now dive into our next story of the day and discuss the Brazilian central bank digital currency pilot, which has officially rolled out. And then we'll discuss Binance and Gemini setting up shop in other countries around the world, as well as WorldCoin raising $115 million. And then we'll dive deep into Max Kaiser's $400,000 Bitcoin price prediction, followed by some live Q&A. So yeah, let's break this down, shall we? Both national and global companies will participate in the upcoming Brazilian CBDC pilot project. Banco Central de Brazil, the country's central bank, will begin adding participants to the digital real platform around the middle of June, which is what, next week around the corner, right? Couple weeks. On May 24th, the central bank published the final list of CBDC pilot participants. Participants were chosen from a pool of 36 bids made by single companies, totaling more than 100 institutions. The final number of participants is 14, however. Some represent group of companies, for example, the United States tech giant Microsoft, Brazil-based bank Banco Inter, and the digital technology company 7COMM, comprised of the 14 participants. And among other participants, we also have Visa, Santander, and several Brazilian banking institutions, such as Itaú, I don't know how to pronounce this, Bitcoin Pactual, and Banco Bradesco. And in the current phase of the digital real pilot, the central bank will test the privacy and programmability functionalities of its platform through a single use case, a delivery versus payment protocol of federal public securities. Now, the Brazilian CBDC pilot was officially announced last year in 2022. The value of the digital real would be pegged against the national fiat currency, the real. It would have a fixed supply and be minted over time. With a population of 214 million people, the largest country in Latin America remains a location of attraction for global crypto companies. In January, you had Binance and MasterCard teaming up to launch a prepaid crypto card in Brazil. And since March, Coinbase partnered with local payment providers to offer crypto purchases and enable deposits and withdrawals in their local currency. Then on May 19th, the central bank granted Latin America Gateway, the payment provider for Binance in Brazil, a license to operate as a payment institution and electronic money issuer. All I know is this, just say no to CBDCs. All it is at the end of the day is a digital version of fiat. So if you like the US dollar or the real in Brazil, you're going to be all over a CBDC as it's programmable digital fiat, which is crap. The ultimate ish coin at the end of the day. And as we all know, Bitcoin is the antidote. So say no to CBDCs and just buy some Bitcoin and protect yourself, protect your family. And with that being shared, now let's discuss what's popping off over in Thailand. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance, the largest crypto exchange in the world, continues expanding its global reach by securing new regulatory approvals, this time in Thailand. We also have Gulf Binance, a joint crypto venture, a Binance and Gulf Energy's innovation arm. Gulf Innova has received digital asset operator licenses from Thailand's Ministry of Finance. The licenses enable the firm to operate a crypto exchange regulated by the country's Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, I've spent a lot of time in Thailand. I personally love that country, think it's a beautiful place to be. So don't surprise me, Binance opening up shop here, especially with the regulatory hurdles experienced in the United States and Canada. Announcing the news on May 26, which is today, Binance said that Gulf Binance is set to launch a new digital asset exchange in Thailand by the fourth quarter of this year. The new crypto venture will combine Binance's digital asset expertise with Gulf's deep understanding of the Thai market. The companies have been closely working together for more than a year to explore the opportunity to launch a local digital asset exchange. Now, Thai billionaire Sarath, Gulf Energy's first reached an agreement with Binance to study an opportunity in January of 2023, quoting him here, by harnessing Binance's expertise together with Gulf's established local presence and network, Gulf Binance aims to showcase the full potential of blockchain technology to meet the needs of Thai users, Binance's regional head of Asia said. Now, the executive also said Thailand has emerged as a crypto-friendly country, demonstrating a strong commitment to the crypto and blockchain. And as previously reported, Gulf Energy is also known for making strategic investments in Binance's United States-based arm, Binance US. And in April of 2022, the firm disclosed that it had invested in a series of seed preferred stocks issued by BAM Trading Services, which is the operator of Binance US. This news comes amid Thai regulators moving to implement a new set of regulations to protect crypto investors. In January of this year, the financial regulator introduced new rules for crypto custody services, requiring all crypto custodians to have a contingency plan in case of unforeseen events. Don't you wish FTX had that in place? And with that being shared, fam, let's discuss the next major exchange setting up shop overseas, and this time is Gemini setting up shop in Ireland. That's right. Crypto exchange Gemini, owned by the Winklevoss bros, has selected Dublin as the headquarters for its European operations amid a backdrop of crypto companies seeking expansion outside the US. On May 25th, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, who founded Gemini back in 2014, confirmed they had selected Ireland as a base to grow the company's services all across Europe. That's right. In a new meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the twins said they chose the Emerald Isle because of its robust regulatory system, deep talent pool, and established technology community. And here he is congratulating the Winklevoss twins. Congrats, Gemini, the first firm registered by the Central Bank of Ireland as a virtual asset service provider. This is significant for Ireland as the government focuses on innovation as a driver of growth. I wish Gemini every success as they build their team here in Ireland. Let's go. And according to a research study from August 2022, about 10% of Irish adults surveyed held crypto. However, the figure was down from 12% during the 2021 bull market. And furthermore, the Irish Central Bank chief called for a ban on crypto advertising just recently in January. This hasn't deterred crypto companies from setting up shop, including crypto exchanges Binance and Kraken, as well as countless blockchains and fintech startups. Now, as commented, this is significant for Ireland as the government focuses on innovation. We looked at all the EU as potential entry points, and we felt really comfortable with Ireland and the reputation of the regulator, the CBI, as well as the technology community and talent in the ecosystem. So for us, it was an obvious natural fit. Take that, no clarity, Gary and the SEC. Just saying. Now, Gemini, which already has a Dublin office with 12 staff, received the virtual asset provider license from the Central Bank of Ireland July of last year. The firm plans to increase its headcount following the EU adoption of the new markets and crypto asset regulations, which was officially approved on May 16th, the twins are predicting a big boost to the crypto industry following the rollout of the regulatory framework. Quoting them here, I think you're going to get Cambrian explosion of innovation, and it is not the first overseas move Gemini has made. Back in April, the firm announced plans to establish an emerging hub in India to access its burgeoning pool of tech talent. So the move comes amid increasing regulatory pressure in the U.S. and what some industry observers have dubbed a war on crypto. You're damn right. Choke point. Operation Crypto Choke Point, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission against Gemini in January accused the company of unregistered security sales is definitely challenging and there's a lack of consistency, commented Cameron on the state of things in the United States. So there you have it. Do you think mass adoption will continue overseas as regulators provide no clarity in the United States? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. I do not blame these exchanges whatsoever for wanting to open up shop and headquarters in overseas countries where there is some form of regulatory clarity. That's a given. We need that to protect investors and to all be on the same page instead of all this fear and uncertainty and chaos in the market like we witness here in the United States. Anyways, fam, now let's discuss this WorldCoin project raising $115 million before we dive into Max Keiser's $400,000 Bitcoin price prediction. So here we go. And crypto project WorldCoin. I don't even like that term. WorldCoin doesn't sound good to me. Reminds me of the term New World Order. I want nothing to do with it. Has reportedly raised $115 million in a Series C led by Blockchain Capital. Funds will be used to support its decentralized world ID and recently released crypto wallet World App, co-founded by OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman. Interesting name, Sam Altman. It kind of reminds me of Scam Bankman-Fried, like Bankman Altman. Is he an altcoin genius? Like, why is his name Altman? Why was Sam Bankman-Fried's last name Bankman? Why, you know what I mean? Just makes you wonder. Built by developers of tools of humanity, WorldCoin aims to tackle problems stemming from the growing complexity of AI, such as proof of personhood, whatever that means, in the digital age. Venture capital firms Anderson Horowitz, Bain Capital Crypto, and Distributed Global are also investors of the round. During the age of AI, we need decentralized, privacy-preserving solutions that can prove humanness online and empower people across the world to take control of their identity and finances. The additional resources will help us continue to build and launch accessible and inclusive tools and technologies that provide opportunities for everyone in the world to fully participate in the growing digital and global economy. Now, currently available in beta version, WorldCoin already has onboarded over 2 million users. According to the company, it is preparing to launch a blockchain protocol and begin recording transactions in the next few weeks. Now, in early May, the project launched the World App, a gas-free crypto wallet for verified humans that work on Android and iOS operating systems. It currently runs on the Polygon network, enabling users to hold and transfer USD coin, that's Circle's USDC, and DAI, which is Ether's, and WorldCoin wrapped Bitcoin, and by using zero knowledge proofs, it verifies that the user is human without revealing the underlying data. All I know is this, I do not trust USDC and I do not trust World Economic Forum, so I do not trust this project. Just saying. WorldCoin has partnered with regulated crypto exchanges MoonPay and Ramp to offer on and off ramps within the wallet. And using the wallet, coins can be swapped through a built-in Uniswap integration. The app also enables users to send and receive crypto through their contacts' phone numbers. And according to WorldCoin's website, its token is not available in the United States and some other countries. I wonder why. You can ask Mr. No Clarity, Gary. But hey, I don't mind as I can care less. But anyways, founded in 2019, WorldCoin Series A funding round was led by Anderson Horowitz, as well as Digital Currency Group and Coinbase Ventures. Former FTX CEO Scam Bankman-Fried and LinkedIn co-founder were also investors. So yeah, I'm going to reiterate what I said. Anything these scammers are touching, I want nothing to be a part of. So anything that Scam Bankman-Fried was a part of, why would you want to be a part of? You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is. And now, for the moment, you have all been waiting for. Let's break down this throwback price prediction from the one and only Max Keiser, the high priest of Bitcoin and the senior Bitcoin advisor to President Nayib Bukele over in El Salvador. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. And let's start this off. Let's rewind time. This was actually way back when Bitcoin was only a dollar. This is Max on the Keiser Report talking about Bitcoin becoming the future of currency. And then in February of 2020, he tweeted the following, February 15th to be exact. Back in 2011, when Bitcoin was a dollar, Keiser Report told our global audience, Bitcoin is the currency of resistance, the new better gold. It's going to $100,000. So this is the first time he ever made that crazy prediction of a six-figure Bitcoin price. And this is so long ago. This is now like like, 13 years ago. It's the best way to fight money, corrupt bankers, and everyone should buy Bitcoin. And now, let's fast forward a little bit. For the first time since 2012, Kaiser says he is officially more bullish on Bitcoin than his previous 100,000 prediction and is now not optimistic enough, referring to that initial price target. Now, this all went down on the Alex Jones InfoWars podcast back in February of 2020, and this is what he went on to share to the entire show, including Alex. I am officially raising my target for Bitcoin, and I first made this prediction when it was a dollar. I said this can go to $100,000. I am raising my official target for the first time in 8 years, and I am raising it to $400,000 per coin. And at that time, Bitcoin was trading at roughly $10,000, so do keep that in mind. And also unfazed by the short-term volatility, he said the largest crypto was equally as attractive at the current levels as it was at the time of the original forecast, and quoting him again, the good news is that Bitcoin at $10,000 or $9,300 is equally as attractive as when it was at $100, he explained. And lo and behold, if you take today's price of, what, roughly $27,000, we're still up, you know, 2 to 3x from the time he made this prediction. So what are your thoughts? And we also have other, you know, people besides Max Kaiser, McAfee, may he rest in peace. He was also very optimistic initially of a $500,000 Bitcoin price. Then he raised it, said if Bitcoin didn't hit a million by so and so date, he would eat his member on live TV. We also have Bobby Lee, the CEO of Bitcoin Wallet Ballot, believes $500,000 is the likely price for 2028. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. I personally feel that a six-figure Bitcoin price is absolutely inevitable. The million-dollar question becomes when. I think realistically, we hit a $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin price sometime between 2024 and 2026, with 2025 being the most likely year. Then I realistically believe we can hit a seven-figure Bitcoin price, as I covered in greater detail in yesterday's episode. So if you missed it, be sure to check it out. But I can see that happening sometime between 2028 and 2030, with most realistically hitting seven figures in 2029, considering the year after the halving, history has shown, is when we typically peak. So, for example, in 2013, we hit the peak of the cycle. 2017, 20,000, peak of the cycle. 2021, 4 years later, like clockwork, the peak of the cycle, 69,000. So I think we hit the cycle peak for this cycle coming up in 2025, year after the halving, with the halving only being 11 months away. And then fast forward 4 years later, it's going to be the year 2029. I'm expecting another peak. That's when I say, hey, we're going to blow past 400,000 more realistically, hit seven figures. But let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.